You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Super Tuesday, of course, and we already spoke this morning about the delegate counting game that is at the center of the GOP campaign. It's really at the center of any nominating contest, and we wanted to get at the perspective of two state GOP leaders with polls open today. We're joined now by Sue Everhart, chairwoman of the Georgia GOP. Sue, welcome to the program.
Thank you. My honor.
All right, and Kevin DeWine joins us, chairman of the Great Ohio GOP. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So to both of you, Sue and Kevin, let's talk a little bit about the rules for awarding delegates in your state, and then maybe we'll talk a little bit about campaign momentum, that sort of thing. Sue Everhart, how many delegates are at stake, and how are they awarded in the state of Georgia?
We have 76 total delegates. We have 14 districts, and, of course, each one of the districts get three delegates and three alternates each, and then we have the at-large delegates that three are the committee man, committee woman, and chairman, and 31 are the at-large delegates. And in the district, the one that gets the candidate that gets the highest number of votes gets two delegates and two alternates, and then the next highest gets one and one. And then when you get to the at-large, then they are proportioned out as the percentage of the vote that they that each one of the candidates get in Georgia. They are awarded accordingly. And after the second vote, then everybody is free to vote as they please.
All right. So the by district, you're trying to reward the top two candidates. But then the at-large delegates allow you to have representation of some of the lesser candidates. So I suspect Ron Paul, if he shows up at all there in Georgia, would get an at-large delegate, while Newt Gingrich, who's the favorite in Georgia, would probably be walking away with most of them based on the polls. Sue Everhart, hold on for just a moment. Kevin DeWine. And DeWine, that's quite a name there in the state of Ohio. I think I know your attorney general.
Mike and I are cousins. Mike is the former U.S. Senator, State Attorney General. I have the honor and the good fortune of serving as the chairman of the Great Ohio Republican Party, as you said. And our delegate distribution is a little different from Georgia and Sue's shop. We distribute delegates by winner take all by congressional district. So there's 16 congressional districts. Whoever wins it gets the three delegates. And then the remaining 18 delegates are distributed, at-large delegates are distributed on a proportional basis based on the overall vote count. So that's what your listeners will be watching for tonight.
All right. So now I get from both of your states a sense that it's really important for the state to deliver a decisive message, and that if there's too much proportional watering down, the state becomes kind of irrelevant at the convention. Sue and Kevin, is that a fair assessment?
I don't think 76 delegates are going to be not looked at the national convention, particularly if it goes two rounds. Then we are free to vote as we wish. So I think 76 delegates, we are the fourth largest going into the convention. So we should. I think they'll pay a lot of attention to Georgia.
Yes, indeed. And Kevin DeWine, in a close contest, as Ohio is, between Santorum and Mitt Romney, does the delegate math and the delegate allocation become a sort of finer slicing of the apple?
Yeah, it does. I think there's two things. There's a couple things here. One, we saw in Michigan last week where Romney wins Michigan and gets the momentum for getting the win. But there really was very little difference between Santorum and Romney in the final delegate count. Same thing could happen here in Ohio tonight, where Romney or Santorum, it could be a split where Romney may get a narrow victory, and Santorum will still get a bunch of delegates, or Santorum could get a narrow victory, and Romney will get a bunch of delegates. And so it's one where the overall victory is symbolic. But I think at the end of the day, even in Ohio, there's the delegate count coming out tonight is going to be close.
But the electoral contest really speaks to this issue of electability that's been so important for all of the candidates so far. Sue Everhart, you mentioned that nobody's going to ignore 76 votes coming out of Georgia. Does the fact that you have Newt Gingrich as a favorite son diminish the significance of the contest at all? How do you figure that?
Well, we have Mitt Romney running very well in Georgia also, and we have Santorum. I think Mitt Romney will do better than the polls are suggesting.
That's interesting. And if Mitt Romney were to actually win Georgia, what would that say?
Well, I think that it would mean that Newt Gingrich had to reassess his campaign, but I don't see that happening tonight.
All right, reassess. Speaking gently there, Sue Everhart is the chairwoman of the Georgia GOP and Kevin DeWine, chairman of the Ohio GOP. You want to give us a sense of where the momentum stands right now, Kevin DeWine? It seems as though Ohioans took a good hard look at Rick Santorum, and maybe the latest polls suggest that he doesn't quite fit.
Yeah, I think it's. I think this thing has really tightened up. It was Santorum had a double-digit lead coming out of Michigan here, and this over the course of the last week, Governor Romney has tightened it up. I think it'll be a very close race yet tonight.
Now, your cousin has gone all in with Santorum. Are you seeing eye to eye with him on this?
The party's neutral. I'm neutral. Attorney General DeWine can do what he wants.
Listen to me trying to cause trouble there. That's Kevin DeWine, who's the chairman of the Ohio GOP. Sue Everhart, do you have a candidate preference? Can I get you in trouble this morning?
No, you cannot. I am just like Kevin. I am neutral. I've gone to work very hard to elect the next Republican president of the United States.
Sue Everhart, chairwoman of the Georgia GOP. Kevin DeWine, chairman of the Ohio GOP. The perspective of Super Tuesday from two GOP leaders in the states where the polls are open. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.